Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. Wasn't expecting to record this episode at the Club Med, a ski resort in Canada, but my flight got canceled. So might as well get some work done while I'm here. Now, thank you so much once again for tuning into our Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. And I am here to release another episode. And today's episode, I'm going to name it Day 1 versus Day 100. And I'm going to use my experience in this Club Med, my ski experience in particular, in this Club Med to cross-reference to how we build our business, okay? So it's called Day 1 versus 100 versus Day 100 for good reason. Because using my experience here in Club Med, I have never skied before, never in my entire life. And I had broken my ankle when I was 20 years old doing ice skating. The very first time I got on the rink, I fell and I fell bad. And I remember the sound of my bone cracking and the pain that came after that. So I had to go through surgery and then put on the metal plate with a lot of screws. And then a year later, I have to remove the plate and the screws and into therapy. So the whole ordeal, the whole experience, I was traumatized. So anything that requires speed and balance, I have a fear for it. So imagine myself going skiing. My husband is a great skier. My daughter has never skied before. So she and I, we enroll into the group classes. Day one was Saturday. We arrived on Friday and day one was Saturday. I had a group session and I fell so many times. So many times, like 15, 20 times in the group session. And the ski instructor said that I'm probably one of the most determined person that they have ever met who got up every single time. And I want you to hear this message because this is very similar to business. You will fail many, many times, sometimes more painful than the others. But if you fail when you're just starting out, the failure is cheaper. Okay. And it's cheaper and it's faster to recover versus when you're failing at a high level. So don't be afraid to fail. And also, people always say that, you know, find your why, you know, what motivates you. Well, ultimately, when you fail so many times, nothing's going to motivate you, all right? Nothing's going to motivate you. It's always going to be dedication and commitment, triumph over motivation, okay? So you need to have the discipline. You need to have the commitment and dedication to tell yourself that you are going to make it and you're going to do it and you're going to learn how to do it and you're going to learn how to do it well. You are going to fail. You're going to get up each time. And each time when you fail, you already know what to expect. Okay. And then you're going to start thinking why you fail. So this whole experience is a direct correlation to how you build your business, even though I'm talking about skiing, but I hope you're able to translate that into building your business. Okay. So the very next day, I hired a private instructor. So for those, I created a session, right, about whether should you purchase a course or get a mentorship program a few episodes prior to this. This is also a good continuation to that because I was in a group session on the very first day, but it did not serve me well. Because he had to address the whole group. And if I'm the slow learner, in this case, I was trying to get over the fear of falling because I still remember how it felt like when I fell in ice skating and also overcoming the fear of doing something that requires speed and balance, I progress at a much slower pace than the rest of the people. Now, I could get this courage. I could say, screw this. I don't have to do this. Why am I doing this to myself? My husband is a great skier. My daughter is enjoying skiing. Of course, I want to spend time with them. But after falling so many times, nothing's going to motivate me. But because I tell myself, I committed to myself that I'm going to do it and I'll do it. Therefore, I know that if I continue to do it the next day in a group session, it doesn't make sense. Okay, it doesn't make sense. That will be day two. And day one is already not the most pleasant experience. Therefore, I am going to go to day two trying to create a positive experience in skiing, which is going to be the same thing for your business. If you keep failing and failing and failing and you're not getting any guidance, okay, nobody's telling you what you're doing wrong, then you will continue to fail without knowing what to correct. When you don't know what to correct, day two, day three, day four, up to day 100, you may be making the same mistakes or you may be making different mistakes, but your progress is so slow, it will be almost impossible to find a reason to continue. All right. So in this case, you need to ask yourself, is it okay to continue to move this slowly? Or do you really want to make this happen in a short period of time? That's when buying a course is not going to help. That's why you need to look into a mentorship program where you have a mentor or group coaching where someone can actually look at you and tell you that, okay, this is not working. You got to change your tactics a little bit. So for me, in this case, the group coaching did not work. Okay. So I decided to hire a one-on-one coaching. Night and day, I'll tell you, immediately I was able to progress so quickly. But another thing came on, okay? Another thought came in. So my husband was saying, okay, you know, I see that you're doing so good. I think it's time to progress up to the mountain. So if I were to compare myself, okay, I'm learning good. But then I see all these people going up the gondola, skiing up from the mountain, coming down, even including my own daughter. Then I feel like my progress is nothing, right? I didn't progress because I was still on the bunny hill. So I have to catch myself and say, May, you need to stop comparing yourself to the people who may be in the same group class as you. And now they are up in the gondola coming down. They may be progressing much faster than me. But why would I want to make myself feel so miserable comparing myself to the rest of the people, even with my husband pressuring me to go up there? I know that I'm not ready. Okay. I may be ready, but physically or technically, I may be ready, but mentally, I am not. So why would I want to put myself through there, right? I wouldn't, because if I were to go through it, even though physically and technically I'm ready, I may not be all in. When you're not all in and you do something with some fear holding you back, the results will be very different. Same thing for business, okay? Now, in business, you learn a new skill. You may be ready to up level, but you're afraid to up level because you don't know the new level, new devil, right? In business, when you fail, you lose money and you lose time and you lose confidence, okay? Now, in skiing, if you make a mistake, you fall, you break your leg, okay? You break a leg and whatever consequences that come with it. And I'm not ready to do that. So I ask myself, am I progressing much slower than the rest of the people who were in my group who's already going up to the gondola? Yeah, I could be. I might be. I probably am. But so what? So what? The good thing was my instructor took a video of me on day one, day two, day three, and same thing. Matt and Mia took video of me on day four, day five, and I could see myself progressing. So instead of comparing myself to the other people who could be, skiing longer than me or who could have skied before and then wanting to take a refresher class, I have no idea what's the background of these people. I have no idea if they have skied before. I have no idea if they have skied before and they haven't skied for 20 years and they're trying to reacquaint. They already have one edge above me because they already have experience. And I also have no idea, even if this is their very first time, I have no idea if they have any fear for speed and height and balance. So everybody is running the same race, but not everybody is equipped with the same amount of resources. Okay, I want you to hear this one more time. Everybody is running the same race, but not everybody is equipped with the same amount of resources. So in this case, it would be foolish of me to compare myself to the other people who's way ahead of me. Instead, I should compare myself, my day one to my day five. And how am I skiing? Day one, I was on my ass most of the time versus day five. I was saying from day two all the way to day five, I have never felt once. I did not fall once, okay? With the help of my instructor. And then I had some skiing by myself and I did not fall at all. So I said, that's a win. I was less afraid of the speed and the balance because I was able to build up more confidence and I know how to stop. So in business, I want you to start thinking, stop comparing yourself to other people because you don't know what resources they have. And you also don't know how many days that they have been in the business. Why would you compare yourself? That's when you get all this imposter syndrome, insecurity, everything comes in. Why would you compare yourself to somebody who has been in business for a much longer period of time or who have more resources than you and then make yourself feel bad? Why would you do that? You wouldn't, right? You wouldn't tell your spouse, your partner, your children, right? Or your teammate, your sisters, whoever you're close with, to stop comparing yourself to other people. Why would you do that to yourself? So now I have to remind myself that my progress may be slow, but it's definitely damn fast compared to my day one. You know, I got the help that I needed and I knew how I would excel. So in business, you need to ask yourself, what is your learning method? Okay. What is your learning method? Do you excel well when you do one-on-one coaching? Do you excel well even in a group coaching because you're able to adapt faster, you're able to absorb the information faster, you're able to implement faster. So you have to ask yourself all these questions. I knew in this ski session, I wasn't able to do well in the group session. But when it comes to business coaching, I didn't have to pay for one-on-one coaching. I excel excellent in a group setting because I learned the skills. And I had a group support. I was able to implement and I was able to get feedback and I tweak my strategy and I tweak my tactics. And I know I have a very strong mindset, but anything that is like in this case is physical skills. Okay. Tactical skills. It is no longer about mindset. When my coach told me, when my ski instructor told me that she is so impressed that I'm so committed. All right. That I came back the first day after 3 hours of one-on-one session with her. The next day, I came back for 6 hours. And then the following day, I took a break because I want to do something else. And then the fourth day, I went back for another 3 hours. So she said, I have never met someone as committed as you and so dedicated. Now, I know that my mindset was never a problem, okay? It was the skills that's stopping me and it was my fear that's stopping me. So I know the group session would not work for me. So you have to, I want you to ask yourself, okay, your day one, where were you on day one? Where were you on day 30? I would say to actually look at yourself every 2 weeks, okay? And you measure your progress, not by financial, because when it comes to getting sales, all right, in a business setting, getting financial reward, it all goes back to what you have been doing 30 days, 60 days, 90 days prior. And all this accumulate to give you the results 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, sometimes even 6 months or even a year, depending on how consistent you're applying those strategies, your mindset, and are you going all in when you're applying those strategies? So there's so many variables, right? That's why I said don't set financial goals. Set action-based goals, action goals. So ask yourself, are you more consistent in showing up social media on day 100? Are you better in creating content for your social media? Are you better in your sales consultation? You have less ghosting. Are you talking to more qualified leads? All those things that you want to measure from day one to day 100. So have intermittent progress reports, okay? Can be 15 days checked in, 30 days checked in, 45 days checked in, 60 days checked in. Now, these are the things that is good, that is great when you have a one-on-one mentor or group coaching. Because when you're purchasing a course, you have to rely on yourself to know what to audit. So if you're listening to this, this podcast is a mishmash of many things, right? I label it day one to day 100, but it's really a mishmash of mindset, of discipline, commitment over motivation, of setting action-based goals, how to measure your progress. Do not compare yourself of day one versus someone who could be doing it at day 100. How do you eliminate imposter syndrome? How do you become less discouraged? Because now you are measuring yourself based on your progress, not results. Okay. So I hope that my experience is able to inspire you, and how I cross-reference between my skiing experience to how I built my business. I say all the time, the business and the personal life, they are meshed together. How you show up in your personal life is how you're going to show up in your business. And how you show up in your business is a reflection of how you show up in your personal life. I know I'm going to be successful in every single thing I do because my commitment, my discipline, and my dedication is going to supersede 99% of my competitors. I will show up, and I will show up 1,000%. Can I say it for my competitors that they will show up consistently? No. Some do, and I applaud them. That's why we have enough business for everybody, because that's only that 1% who will do that. So you have to ask yourself, are you showing up as that 1%? The last episode that I made is, this is how you win. You win when people slack. You win when people stop showing up. So you will win by default, okay? And you will win even faster if you show up, and you show up better every single time, all right? All right. So I'm going to keep this short because I'm going to just sit here and enjoy the beautiful view, drink my cappuccino, spend some time with my family. But once again, I do this for you. I'm doing this on my vacation, but I enjoy doing this. So I hope that my message can give you some inspiration on how to live life, how to build your business, how to have fun, how to measure yourself, and never measure yourself to other people. Measure yourself your day one and day 100. Against yourself. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. Don't forget to give me a rating, give me a review, and also share a podcast with those whom you think will get some inspiration and also get some strategies by listening to our podcast. Talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.